السلام عليك يا بنت رسول الله، السلام عليك يا بنت نبي الله، السلام عليك يا سيدة نساء العالمين من الأولين والآخرين، السلام عليك يا زوجة ولي الله وخير الخلق بعد رسول الله، السلام عليك يا أم الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة، السلام عليك أيتها الصديقة الشهيدة، السلام عليك أيتها الرضية المرضية، السلام عليك أيتها الفاضلة الزكية، السلام عليك أيتها الحوراء الإنسية، السلام عليك أيتها التقية النقية، السلام عليك أيتها المحدثة العليمة، السلام عليك أيتها المضطهدة المقهورة، السلام عليك يا فاطمة بنت رسول الله ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Our condolences to all the believers all across the world, wherever they are, upon the heartbreaking martyrdom anniversary of the Lady of Light, Her Eminence, the esteemed and beloved daughter of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Her Eminence, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, alayha salam. Her Eminence was born and raised in the house of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the house of revolution. A revolution which was to bring about eternal light and salvation for all of humanity, in all places and in all times. It was most surely a divine revolution brought about to encompass the whole of the world. Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam was the beloved daughter of the Messenger of Allah, the seal of prophethood, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and she was the daughter of the Queen of Mecca, the Princess of the Quraysh, Her Eminence Lady Khadija bint Khuwaylid alayha salam. And Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam was also the esteemed and honorable wife of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the great champion of Islam, the commander of the believers, and of course the rightful successor to the final messenger of Allah. And Her Eminence was also the honorable mother of the leaders of the youth of the people of paradise, Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Mujtaba and Imam Hussein Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam. Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam was well known for her taqwa, her zuhud, her altruism, her generosity, her modesty, her chastity, her steadfastness, her justice, her knowledge, her spirituality, her eloquence, her political and religious awareness, her wisdom, her truthfulness, her obedience to Allah, and of course her mastery over the Holy Quran and the traditions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And of course it can very easily be said that Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam was one of the living miracles of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. For it is the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, who has said in a well-known tradition, "Surely whenever my daughter Fatima stands in prayers in the presence of her Lord, exalted is his name. Her light illuminates the heavens for the angels, like stars shine for the people on the earth." We find that the life of Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam is a life which is the manifestation of jihad-e-tab'een. A jihad-e-tab'een in order to clarify the truth and demarcate the line between truth and falsehood. A jihad-e-tab'een which began right from Her Eminence's birth, because it was via her birth that Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam proved to the enemies of Islam that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was not Abtar, rather he had been gifted and endowed with Kawthar. Or whether it was showing the whole world who the true believers are and how it is that the true believers give in the path of Allah. Or whether it was giving away her wedding dress to a pauper who had come to her door also for the sake of Allah. Or the jihad-e-tab'een where Her Eminence was taken as the representative of the ideal Muslim woman to the event of Mubahala by His Eminence, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We find that during her short life, Her Eminence Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam witnessed the trials and tribulations and hardships and difficulties of the early era of Islam. Her Eminence also witnessed the hunger and the suffering, the hardship and the social and economic boycott on Bani Hashim by the enemies of Islam for 3 long years in the valley of Abu Talib. In her young and tender age, she also witnessed the passing of her esteemed and honorable grandfather, Abu Talib alayhi salam, and of course her mother, Lady Khadija bint Khuwaylid alayha salam. And yet, despite these sad times that Her Eminence had to face and witness, we find that she also witnessed the divine victories of Islam, one after the other, as the flag of Islam kept on going higher and higher upon the skies. But towards the end of her life, the victories that Her Eminence had witnessed, the victories of Islam, one after the other, seemed to have been long gone in the past. For in the city of Medina, the people had left the body of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam alone in order to go and try to choose a successor. It seems that the people had either willingly or unwillingly forgotten the day of Ghadir, when they had pledged allegiance to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the presence of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And it was in this very city of Medina, after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, that the people would no longer respond to the salams of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so in these dire times, how could Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam allow the wilaya of Allah and the wilaya of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, be hijacked, which of course would lead to the complete derailment of the Muslim Ummah from the path of the pure Muhammadan Islam. And so towards the end of her auspicious life, we find that Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam continued her lifelong jihad tab'een, and she protected and preserved the revolution of Allah, the revolution of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And so we find that Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam protected the divine authority of Allah, and she protected the divine authority of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so Her Eminence continued and conducted a jihad-e-tab'een in order to clarify the truth and expose the falsehood and remind the people of the pure Muhammadan Islam, whether they had willingly or unwillingly forgotten it. The first of Her Eminence's jihad-e-tab'een was a jihad-e-tab'een via her tears. It is related that Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam shed many tears after the demise of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, tears that were a constant reminder to the people of Medina of the ways and the seerah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this constant reminder of the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was being done by Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam at a time when the people were trying to forget the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and they were trying to take Islam down a different path. And yet another one of the jihad-e-tab'eens of Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam was how she went to the houses of the people of Medina along with her sons Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein and Imam Ali alayhi salam, where Her Eminence reminded the people of Medina of the oath of allegiance and the pledge of allegiance that they had paid to Imam Ali alayhi salam in the presence of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon them both. And yet another one of the jihad-e-tab'eens of Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam was how she went to Masjidun Nabawi, the masjid of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and she delivered the famous sermon of Fadak. A beautiful and eloquent sermon which proved to all how very similar and practically identical were the words of the daughter of the Messenger of Allah to the very words of the Messenger of Allah himself. A sermon which proved to all that it is the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam who are the true inheritors and the true knowers of the pure Muhammadan Islam. A sermon which completely unveiled the political plots that were happening at her time. A sermon which clarified the truth for one and for all of humanity, that it is only the Almighty Allah who gives wilaya, divine authority, and it is only the Almighty Allah who chooses whom to give this divine authority and this wilaya to. And so it was via these various kinds of jihadi tab'een conducted by Her Eminence Lady Fatima Zahra, Salamullah alayha, that the political establishment that had usurped the right of Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam came under very serious threat. And because Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam would not become silent in the face of oppression, and she would not remain silent in the face of the usurping of the divine authority of the Messenger of Allah and Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace and blessings upon them, we find that the only way to silence Her Eminence was to take her life. And so when the usurping political establishment of the time realized that their political plots were about to fail, they embarked upon attacking the House of Divine Revolution, attacking the House of Jihadi Tab'een, attacking the house where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam took his last breath, attacking the house of Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam. And yet, this isn't where the Jihadi Tab'een of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha ends. For even during her last breaths, and subsequently through her martyrdom, we find that Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam continued to clarify the truth and expose the falsehood for all of eternity. For Her Eminence requested that she be shrouded in the dark of night, and she requested that she be buried in the dark of night, and she requested that her burial site be hidden from the people. The same people who had hurt her, the same people who had angered her, the same people who had wounded her, the same people who had usurped her divine right, and the same people who had usurped the divine khilafah of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And we humbly end this episode with two beautiful traditions that have been narrated in numerous books, both of the Shia and the Sunni. In the first one, we find that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says regarding Her Eminence Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam, "Fatima is a part of me. Whoever hurts her has hurt me, and whoever pleases her has pleased me." And the second and the last tradition that we bring on the episode is also from the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, where he also says regarding Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam, "Surely Allah is angered when Fatima is angry, and Allah is pleased when Fatima is pleased." And despite the overwhelming enmity of the enemies of Islam, history has recorded who these people were who hurt Her Eminence and who angered Her Eminence and who wounded Her Eminence Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam. And as per these two traditions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, it is these same people that have hurt the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and it is these same people who have angered the Almighty Allah. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.